I decided that I'd like to have a last pop at standing in a Westminster election. I enjoy campaigning, and I offered myself to stand anywhere the party wanted me to stand, and they decided to select the constituency where we've got the best voting record and therefore the best chance of a very, very outside chance of making a big hit. I would be disappointed if we came lower than third, but it wouldn't be wonderful if we actually won it.
What are the burning issues in Edinburgh East that you feel that the Green Party can really offer something different?
There are a whole lot of things. There are very good things happening in Edinburgh East. If you take Craigmillar and Nidri, for instance, you have to say that compared to 40 years ago, a minor miracle is being wrought there, but there's an awful lot more work to do in terms of improving the environment and improving the housing. They're getting the housing right, but there are still acres of it which have just been abandoned, and they haven't found the money to develop them in any way, so you've just got the remains of concrete foundations and weeds growing up through them, and it does look like parts of it look like a bit of a wasteland. In Portobello, there are now several transition town groups. That is groups that are taking it upon themselves to do really good things to reduce the impact of climate change on the large scale, but also do good things for their communities on the small scale. Planting orchards, a community pub even proposal is there. There's also the business of Viridor wanting to set up a huge processing plant connected to an even bigger dump out near Dunbar. And another pressure, which is, and that's the proposal for what is virtually an incinerator, is being put to us as a wood-burning electricity generation plant. Burning wood from the Amazon, chopping, or from South America anyway, chopping down trees in South America and North America, and transporting them halfway around the world to feed into a generating plant with a huge, great, enormous chimney. Who's going to want to buy houses? It's a bizarre idea. In the Scottish Government, we have just passed the Climate Change Bill, committing to reducing our impact on the planet by 40%. Increasing our use of renewable energy to 20%, etc. And then we've got proposals for building roads, for building bridges, for increasing the amount of air traffic coming in and out of Scotland, and just a few mutterings in closed rooms about the possibility of sometime in the future fast route to London by train. They don't get it.
So do you think that's the contradiction, that we're signing up to targets in Scotland, but at the same time, the
undermining them with almost every single new piece of government development policy. Yes. Only a tiny amount of money has been given to energy conservation, when that is the quickest, the most important way forward, and what we should be doing right now.
Coming back to Edinburgh, were you born here? Did you grow up here?
No, I was born in Thurso. In fact, I wish I'd been born in Orkney, because I claim myself as an Orcadian rather than a Caithness and Sutherland Highlander, simply because I know I was conceived in Orkney because my parents were living there, and I was only born in Thurso because there was a little bit of concern about my mother's state of health, and they thought it'd be better for me to be born in the hospital, so I was put on a fishing boat and taken across to Scrabster.
I think that still counts if you were conceived and you grew up there.
Yes. Well, I came to Edinburgh in 1970. 71. I came to Edinburgh to help with running a show in the Edinburgh Festival. I had a part in one of the shows, but my job was, I had other jobs as well. And I stayed on and did a bit of work as a stage manager, an actor, and then went back to teaching, and never ever had a notion to leave Edinburgh. I fell in love with the city.
What is it that you love about Edinburgh?
The architecture, for a start. It pleases the eye almost wherever you go. It's diverse. It's detailed. If you look at the detailing on the older buildings in Edinburgh, if you look up into the sky and look at the detailing around the windows and the under the eaves and the gable ends, it's quite extraordinary. The people are nice when you get to know them. they're not as immediately accessible, shall we say, as people in Fife or Glasgow or even Aberdeen, or places that I've stayed. But I like Edinburgh society. There's so much art and music, although for the last 10 years I haven't been able to enjoy very much of it, certainly not as much as I used to. I have to say that I love the Parliament, I love working what I'm doing. don't take this as meaning that I regret the last 10 years in any way, but I have missed a lot. And I'm looking back, looking forward rather, to being able to catch up with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and the Edinburgh Quartet and the Travers Theatre and the Lyceum and so on, places which I visit only very, very occasionally at the moment.
Is that because you won't be standing in the Scottish Parliament next year?
I'm not standing again, no. In the words of Tony Benn, I'm leaving Parliament in order to get more involved in politics. But I will. I want to work, if you like, a little bit more behind the scenes of the party, helping in developing policy. Maybe standing for Edinburgh Council in 2 years' time. I'd love to actually make a contribution to Edinburgh. It's a very exciting time. Lots of possibilities for development in Edinburgh, which aren't yet being fully realised, and many of them still under discussion. And I think we could do extremely exciting things in terms of continuing to build and plan a city where we will have some of the heritage buildings and heritage plans and sites of the future.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about your vision for the city.
Well, we know what works for people in Edinburgh. We know where people want to stay in Edinburgh just by looking at the house prices. So why should not more of Edinburgh look like the kind of low-rise community feel building and communities that you have, such as Morningside? You know, these weren't incredibly expensive to build, these houses. We should get away from any thought that affordable housing, for instance, should be cheap housing. I think that all housing in Edinburgh in the future should be of a sufficiently high standard to provide people with accommodation that is going to be incredibly cheap to heat and easy to maintain and long-lasting. I think we should plan our communities so that shops are built into them. There have been mistakes made. I don't know if you know, but the original plans for Livingston were the kind of plan that I would have loved to have seen, where each of the bits of Livingston, Muriston and Deans and so on, and their accommodating and their schools should have had their own local shops. But no, the big people moved in and said, we will give you this and this and this if you will let us build a shopping centre. So what you got was a lot of really rather arid dormitories where people having to rely on the car even to get to the shops. Now, you can design car journeys out of cities. They're designed out of a lot of Edinburgh. Living here, I wouldn't even think of owning a car. My wife does have one for business, but I don't use a car. I don't have to when I go shopping. And that's how I would like to see, for instance, the waterfront being planned. That sees a real communities with community halls, with access to open play areas for the children, not things that they have to apply to somebody to get a key to open it, to go into, to play. Lots of trees, and there's a very good reason for that. It isn't just being green. Trees clean the air. They even moderate local climates. In hot weather, trees provide cooling, and in cold weather, they provide shelter from the stormy blast. Everybody should know who Patrick Geddes was. The most famous planner worldwide to come out of Edinburgh, and one of the world's top planners. Lovely sayings like, by leaves we live. He knows that our relationship to nature is really, really important.
It sounds a little bit like plan A is have a go at the general election, see if you can have some fun with it almost, but then leave Parliament so that you can spend more time on politics and maybe make more of a contribution at the local level by getting involved in the council?
Well, indeed. Put it this way, I would dearly love to go to Westminster, and we are putting everything into this, but we know it's still a bit of a long shot in Edinburgh East, but we're going to keep the targeting going there because one day we intend to win Edinburgh East. This is the start of that targeting, but it won't be the end of the world for me because there's a big job to do in Edinburgh and I want to be part of it.